The Gemara continues with the last two questions that Abaye asked Rabbi about Pasi B'Rose. So the fifth question is, Chatzar Sharosha Nichnas Lebein HaPasin. If the Chatzar extends to the area between the Pasi B'Rose, is a person allowed to carry from the Chatzar to the enclosed area and from the enclosed area to the Chatzar? So Rabbi answered that it's mutter, but if you have two Chatzeros that both encroach on the area surrounded by the Pasin from the same side, then we have Machlokas Amarayim. Rabbi holds it's also to carry from one chater to the other, and Rav Huna explains that it's even usher if the two chateros are joined by an eruv with each other, because people will mistakenly think that the joint presence in the enclosed well area is what really allows them to carry from one to the other. They're not going to realize that it's the eruv that's matter them to carry from one to the other. So the Gemara concludes that if there is a second common area between the chateros, even Rav Huna would allow carrying from one to the other based on an eruv. Rava holds that it's mutter if they're joined by an eruv. He's not worried about any such gazeros, any such concerns that people are going to think the wrong thing. The last shaila that Abaye asked Rabbah is Yavshu Mayim B'Shabbos Mahu. Can we continue to carry in the area enclosed by the Pasi B'Rose even if the water in the well is already dried up? So Rabbah answered, Mayim Einkan Mechitza Einkan. You can't rely on these inferior mechitzas when there's no water. However, if water returns on that Shabbos, the walls become valid again. Amr Rabbi Lazar, Zorik Lebein Pasi B'Rose Chayiv. Rabbi Lazar says that if a person throws something from a Roshos HaRabim into the area surrounded by the four Pasi B'Rose, the L-shaped partitions, even if they're not surrounding a well, and there are people that constantly walk through the area, he's chayiv for throwing from Roshos HaRabim to Roshos Yachid. Pasi B'Rose are a fully valid set of mechitzos on a Doraisa level. Lo Asur Rabim, Mavat Mechitzos, and foot traffic that passes through doesn't take away the status of a fully valid mechitza. The mission does not allow a person to stand in one rishos, lean his head over to drink in another rishos, unless Rosh HaVeruba, the majority of his body, is in the same rishos that he's drinking. The Gemara has two versions of the question that we ask about an animal drinking in an area enclosed by Pasi B'Rose based on this Mishnah. So first, Kabe Parah, mi be'inan la Rosh HaVeruba, olo. When the person is holding the bucket of water to give the animal a drink with one hand, and he's holding the animal's head straight with the other, does the animal have to be mostly in the Rosh HaSiachid? So we try to prove from a Mishnah that the animal must have Rosh HaVeruba in the Rosh HaSiachid, since the Mishnah explicitly says, "Ubevachete Apara Rosh HaVeruba mibifnim vishosa." However, the proof fails, because the Mishnah might be speaking about a case where the person isn't holding the animal at all, he's only holding the bucket. And that's when you need Rosh HaVeruba, because the animal could just quickly turn its head. The Braisa, which says that a person cannot feed an animal if he's not holding it, was talking about an entirely different case, where the trough is large enough to be an independent Rosh HaSiachid, 10 tefachim tall, 4x4 tefachim wide, and it encroaches on the area between the Pasi B'Rose on one end, while the animal is standing in Rosh HaSarabim on the other end. We only allow pouring into the trough, but not to directly feed the animal, because we're concerned that he's going to carry the bucket into the Rosh HaSarabim, put it down, fix the trough, and then bring the bucket back into the Rosh HaSiachid. Second version of the Shaila is Gabe Parah Misagila the Rosh HaVeruba Olo. Question is about a case where the person is holding the bucket but not the animal, and the question is not whether we require the animal to have Rosh HaVeruba in the enclosed area, but whether it even helps to have Rosh HaVeruba in the area. Again, the Gemara initially thinks it can prove from our Mishnah that it helps to have Rosh HaVeruba, but rejects the proof because the Mishnah may be speaking about a case where the person is also holding the animal. The Daf concludes with two attempted rayas to answer the first version of the question, whether an animal that's held can be given to drink even when most of its body is not in the enclosed area. First, the Braisa only allows holding and stuffing food in a camel's mouth when Rosh HaVeruba Mifnim, its body is mostly inside the enclosure. A clear proof that we do require Rosh HaVeruba even when you're holding onto the animal, because when you're stuffing food in the animal's mouth, you have to be holding it. So the Gemara rejects this proof because Shiny Gamal Hoel V'Tzavaru Aruch. Maybe it was extra strict by a camel since its neck is long and it can easily reach its head into the Rosh HaSarabim unless the majority of its body is in the Rosh HaSiachid. Second, another Braisa says that we can only hold a behema and stuff food in its mouth when Rosh HaVeruba mibifnim, strongly indicating that we require the majority of the animal to be inside the enclosure, even when holding the animal. So the Gemara rejects the proof by saying that in this context, the word behema may refer specifically to a camel, where we're more machmir since it has a longer neck. And then the Daf concludes by telling us that Pasi B'Rose are only mutter for the sake of Olei Regalim who need to feed their animals.